glad you're here. Delicious Rita, knowing you're near. So good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Did you know when you woke up this morning, his mercies were already brand new for you? I don't know about you, but I need them every single day. Hey, welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio on this, this June the 15th. Welcome to the halfway mark of the month already. I am just still, for some reason, still stuck in the month of June in my mind. It does not feel like we are to be in June at all, let alone the middle of the month. We are really are just on the fast track, I guess. I don't know. But hey, friend, good to see you. Go ahead, kick your shoes off, take your coat off. It's a little too warm to be wearing a coat anyways. And let's fellowship here today here on Great News Radio. So good to see you. I got my cup of coffee here. I need it today. I really do. We had a busy day yesterday, but did not fall asleep until much later than I would like. So it's been an early start, that's for sure. Well, I didn't have a chance to make it out this past Saturday night at the Ivan Parker concert. Really, really missed out. I had some prior engagements and stuff, but just by looking at some of the pictures online and Facebook and hearing some stories from Mark as well, sounds like it was a fantastic time with Ivan Parker this past Saturday night at Lincoln Square. Great night of ministry, and he's just got a fantastic voice. He's one of those people that I would drive a few hours to go see. He does a fantastic job, that's for sure. So thank you for all those who made that possible. If you're looking for other upcoming events, maybe concerts as well, really do encourage you to check out our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on the events tab. There you'll find all of that stuff right there. And while you're there, check out some of the VBS events at local churches here in our area as well. And by the way, if you have a VBS event, you can send that to us at least a couple of weeks in advance so we can promote that for you as well. We want to work together to make it a successful VBS, that's for sure. You can send that to us, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. We'll put it up on the website, and if there's time, space, and resources available, we'll get it on the air as well. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, coming up on Sunday, it's going to be Father's Day, and I'm going to go up to right after church on Sunday, going to go up to go visit my dad. He's up in South Chicago area, Tinley Park, Country Club Hills, Park Forest area there. So right after church, going to head up there, spend the day with him, and make some memories. That's always good. Well, coming up here in just a couple of moments, we're going to be talking about growing in the Lord. Did you know that maturity is a mandate? We are commanded to grow in our relationship with Jesus. We're going to take a look at Hebrews chapter 5 and 6. Growing in the Lord, we're going to be talking about that right after this here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio.
He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in his hand. Peace. calls me his own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my name.
So much for listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Joey Kroll with you. Got my cup of coffee here. I love it. I love it. I hope you're doing well. And well, on his 16th birthday, a son approached his father thinking he was all mature since he's now 16. He says, "Dad, I'm 16 now. When I get my license, can I drive the family car? I'm mature now, Dad." And his dad looked at him and said, "Son, driving the car takes maturity. And first, you must prove that you are responsible enough," he says. "So I want you to bring up your grades. I want you to read the Bible every day. And then, by the way, I want you to get a haircut because your hair is way too long, you hippie." Okay. So a few weeks later, he noticed that his son did bring up his grades. He has been reading his Bible, but he didn't get a haircut. And his son said, "Dad, I don't see why I need to get a haircut to drive the car. Jesus had long hair." And the dad said, "That's right, son, he did. But Jesus walked everywhere." Maturity, maturity. You know, did you know that God's word tells us that we need to grow, that we need to mature in our relationship with the Lord? If you have your Bible, we're going to talk about growing in the Lord from Hebrews chapter 5. So again, if you have your Bible, turn to Hebrews chapter 5. We're going to look at verse 11, and today we're going to be talking about growing in the Lord. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 says, "About this we have much to say, and it is hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil." Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 says, "Therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity." Friend, did you know that maturity is a mandate? We are commanded to grow. Hebrews 6, verse 1 says, "Therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity." The New American Standard says, "Let us press on to maturity." The King James says, "Let us go on to perfection." The NIV says, "Be taken forward to maturity." The original Greek actually makes it the imperative, meaning it's not a suggestion, but a command. We are commanded to grow in our relationship with the Lord. But what does it look like when there's immaturity? Well, there's a sense of dullness. Hebrews 5:11 says, "About this we have much to say, and it is hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing." See, what Paul is talking about here, he's saying, "Hey, I got some wonderful things to share with you, They're a little deep, though, and it's hard for me to preach it to you and share it with you because you're hard of hearing. The difficulty is not that I could not, that I could not share it. The problem is not my mouth. The problem is your ear. Actually, your ear. The word dull literally means sluggish or lazy. So in other words, when there's an opportunity to get into God's word, this person says, nah. That's all right. Let's see what's on Facebook. No, let's see what's on TV. When there's an occasion to go to and hear the word of God taught, they say, I'm just tired. Think I'll just stay home and go to bed early. Sluggish. Lazy. Some of us, we have a don't care attitude when it comes to Bible study. A don't care attitude when it comes to evangelism. A don't care attitude when it comes to church. Don't care attitude to the preaching of God's word. A don't care attitude. Dull of hearing, spiritual laziness. You know, people said of the leaders of the early church in Acts 17, they said, here comes the men who have turned the world upside down. What happened to that type of men? What happened to that type of church? What happened to that type of power? What happened to that type of passion? I'll tell you what happened. Dullness, laziness, spiritual laziness. Then he talks about a sense of dependency as well. For those who are immature in Christ. Hebrews 5 verse 12 says, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. It's like saying you ought to be an English teacher, but you still need to be taught your ABCs. It's like saying you should be an auto mechanic, but you need to be taught how to drive a car. He says, you ought to be teachers by now. In other words, you should have grown up in your relationship with the Lord where you ought to be teaching others, but you need people to teach you. So there's this sense of dependency, and there's this sense of a baby's diet. Hebrews 5, 12 and 13 says you need milk, not solid food. Another translation says not meat. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. In other words, when you ought to be wrapping yourself around a steak, it's time for your baby bottle. So those are just some of the marks of immaturity. There's a dullness, there's a sense of dependency, and there's a sense of baby's diet. A baby's diet. So what is a mark of maturity? Tell you what, friend, you look more and more like Jesus. That is the biggest mark of maturity, that you look more and more like Jesus. Do you look more like Jesus than you did 5 years ago? Do you look more like Jesus than you did 10 years ago? Because when you truly follow Christ, friend, read his word, spend some time with him, you start to love what he loves. You start to think the way he thinks. You start to act the way he acts. Your ways start to be looking like his ways. Are you becoming more like the Lord Jesus? We need to be growing in the Lord. And how do we do that? How do we press on to maturity? How do we grow up in the Lord? You got to be in fellowship with him. That's one of the many ways to grow. You got to be in fellowship with God. We need to make it a point to spend time with him in prayer, because it shifts our focus, doesn't it? Because when you spend time with him, that is where you find your direction. That is where you find your clarity. That is where you find your peace. That is where you find your joy. That is where you find your purpose. Are you looking for any of those things? You can find it in fellowship with Almighty God. And plus, we need to be studying his word. We need to be studying his word. I know it's hard for people to open their Bible and read it. I know that. So I encourage you, start in the book of John. I know there's 66 books. My Bible's got over 2,000 pages in it with all the notes and all of that. And you can look at it and think, where do I begin? Start in the book of John. Read some of the Proverbs. See, read some of the Psalms. Start maybe with a devotional book to help get you started. But you got to be in his word. And we need to be in fellowship with other believers too, friend. For us to grow, we need to be in fellowship with God. We need to be in his word. And we also need fellowship with other believers. We can compare the Christian Fellowship with a pile of hot coals. If you take one coal out of the pile and set it off to a side, it will cool off and eventually die out. And the same can happen to us if we distance ourselves from fellowship. Our heart will eventually grow cold, and we will become more susceptible to sin. We need to be in fellowship with God. We need to be in His Word, and we need to have fellowship with other believers. As iron sharpens iron, let one man sharpen another. You know, when D.L. Moody was an evangelist, he was an evangelist actually in the 1800s, but when he was 17 years old, he moved to Boston to work in his uncle's shoe store. And one of the requirements was that Moody had to attend church. If he was going to work there, he had to attend church. So in April 1855, Moody was then converted when his Sunday school teacher visited him in the shoe store while he was working and shared with him the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's a fantastic story. And there was a biography that was written about D.L. Moody. And let me read this to you. It is fantastic. Let me read this to you about his growth in the Lord. That when D.L. Moody became a Christian, he developed such a hunger for God's word, spent so much time reading it, and was so quick to obey it that he became a menace to some believers. His rapid spiritual growth was an embarrassment to certain people who, though they had been saved for years, never grew up in Christ. Week after week in the church Moody had attended, he would share experiences he had with the Lord. Finally, some of the older saints who just couldn't stand feeling humiliated by his life went to Moody's uncle and urged him to quiet down his nephew. And they concluded here in his biography, his robust spiritual health and bounding energy disturbed their napping. He was just too much. So while they were sucking their thumbs, he was growing until he left them far behind. He grew more in a few years than they did in 30. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, therefore let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity.
Of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Rushing wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise Him, hallelujah. Thou rising morning, praise, rejoice, ye lights of evening, find a voice, oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, worship Him in humbleness. Oh, praise Him, hallelujah. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's right, we've come to lift up and magnify the sweet name of Jesus. Hey, thank you so much just for tuning in today. I really do look forward to our time each and every Thursday. You can always drop me a note. I love hearing from you, joey@greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. If you ever need encouragement, maybe a prayer, drop me a note anytime. I'd love to hear from you. In fact, I got it straight to my phone, too, so I get it straight to my phone, so I'll get it right away. joey@greatnewsradio.org. Would love to hear from you. Well, Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Looking forward to that, that's for sure. That's tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m., Central Time. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.